Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Cole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
I'm reviewing the documents. I have one big problem.
Yeah. What?
This is a personal guaranteed loan. Never was that brought up.
It's on the business credit. So it goes under the business credit. There's a UCC filing. The only way it would affect you is if the business defaulted, but it doesn't go on your personal credit.
I'm talking about, I'm not sure who One Deck is. It seems like that's the primary lender, and you've sourced
them. They do the servicing for us, and so the funds will either be wired by us or by them.
Okay. I'm referring specifically to line item 49, personal guarantee.
Yeah, in the case that the business, with any loan, any business loan, if the business defaults, then unless you're doing a corporation-only transaction, then...
That's what this is.
Well, it's going under the business. None of the working capital loans would... never have some type of guarantor signing.
Never have?
I mean, do you think there's going to be an issue? I mean, do you think the business will default?
Well, here's my issue. I'm paying a high interest rate for a loan, short-term loan, that's pretty much for factoring based on receivables and is against the business.
Correct.
I'm not comfortable one more time putting, according to line item 49, putting a personal guarantee that if for whatever event the business defaults, that I am personally liable, as is my partner, to the lender unconditionally and absolutely without receiving any notices, any particular things. So basically, I'm signing all rights and waiving all rights to the lender in the event that the business were to default.
Well, yeah, what it's saying is if the business cannot pay that debt back, so it doesn't
defaults
mean...
to me.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean if you miss two payments, they're going after your home. I mean, they're going to try and get the... I mean, the fact that we're talking about you defaulting on this loan makes me a little nervous. But all the loans...
The money is there, but this is a personal guarantee. And
If the business defaulted, it would go to the guarantor. We do a ton of financing here, equipment financing, secured loans.
I have signed many times personal guarantee on other stuff. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with signing. I'm not comfortable further extending myself on this loan when I was never told it was a personal guarantee loan. That's the whole purpose of getting it, was based on receivables.
And that's the only way we could approve it, is based off your receivables. Because it's a business loan. It's, if you look on the top, it's going under the business. It's going to be, there will be a UCC filing for that tax ID number under that business name. It will not go under Brian's credit.
Understand. But again,
and there's nothing that, and there's nothing that I can do. Yeah, there's nothing that I can do. The odds of that happening, or I don't know that happening to maybe 0.5%, maybe one person that I've seen actually where they went after them. We don't ever see it. So I see what you're saying, I guess, but because I see this all day long, it's not something drastic would have to happen for them to, you know, go after you personally. And unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing, I cannot change anything, the wording, anything like that. It's just, you know, if the business were to default, if they can't get the money from the business, then they would have to, you know, find someone that could repay the loan back. I mean, I think would probably do that with any type of financing in general.
That's what I'm trying to say is, I was my understanding from conversation with John Maynard that this was not a personal guaranteed loan. That was my interest in it, because I'm comfortable and I have been comfortable signing personal guaranteed loans, but I'm not comfortable with signing on another one. I've got like two right now with the business, you know, for the equipment, and I'm not comfortable doing more. That's my challenge.
It's not going in your personal credit. I know that you're signing, but it's still a business loan. We do need a guarantor. And again, there's nothing that I can do about that. I can't change the wording on that. Right. Those are the requirements. I mean,
I know what you're saying. So, it is what it is, but it changes. It may kill the deal on my end, because now it's a totally different deal. So I'm going to have to go back to the board and get some legal advice on this and see where I go, if we go anywhere at all. So
okay.
That's where we're at.
Well, let me know. We'll keep this open we'll keep it open till tomorrow. Will that be okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.